Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Positioning, finding your open water. Finding your open water for a brand is really defining yourself in the marketplace against your competition. Finding a way to get some clear open water where no other brand exists. This is a challenge that many brands come across as they progress through the development of their product, their positioning, as well as their culture. All of these things mesh in regards to finding and open water for your brand, company, and products. So defining why you exist and where you exist is an important component of building a successful, generational, and visionary brand. Very few have been able to establish themselves long-term and with a product line that will last generations. But at the outset, when you're looking at your brand, trying to define who you are, what you are, where you'll exist, and how you're positioned against your competition, most brands would prefer to be premium. In order to be premium, it takes a lot more than having a great product. You need to define who you are, stay consistent with who you are, and always have a breakaway strategy in place to define yourself against your competition. So the first thing you're going to look at when you position your brand is really in regards to good, better, or best. In every category you come across, you're going to exist in one of these categories. Good is traditionally what you'll find with a commodity brand. Better is squeezed in between good, better, and best. And the best is really a leader in its category. You'll find Apple, Nike, Adidas, all of these companies have built a strategy around defining who they are, why they exist, and the culture that's built around that brand. All of these things are contributions to not only establishing themselves as a leader in their product category, but also establishing themselves as a culture that most people want to be associated with, whether inside the brand or outside the brand. All of these things stay consistent with who they are, why they exist, and as new people come into the company, defining what the brand stands for. And more often than not, when you're positioning the brand, it's more than product. So when we start looking at the other components of positioning your brand, you want to make sure that the culture you establish is consistent and authentic. This is certainly a lot harder than you would think it is. There are many brands who have been premium and then built distrust and loyalty in the marketplace either through how they were positioned, their voice, their product, or any other means where somebody feels they're not being authentic. And over time, it'll degrade the brand equity. And as a result, they move down in the scale from premium to good. And the only competitive advantage they have at that point would be price point, which effectively is not a competitive advantage. So finding the reason why you exist and how you exist and how you're going to communicate that to the outside world through product and culture is an extremely important component of the business strategy and building brand equity on a global level consistently and authentically. So first, defining yourself and being consistent. Once you've done that, defining your point of difference over the competition from a product standpoint is extremely important. If you're going to be premium, you're going to sell a product that effectively is generations ahead of your competition. And as we explained earlier, having a product that's generations in front of your competition is really a strategy you put in place on the very front end of your ideation program with your brand and company. Defining that point of difference from a product category or a technology standpoint is the most important ingredient you as a brand will need to establish as you move forward. And defining this point of difference is done in numerous ways. First and foremost, you're going to need to define what is your point of difference from a product and technology standpoint within the products you're currently designing and building as a brand. Number two, how is that going to be translated to the consumer through your marketing programs? And third, how are you going to be consistently growing market share on a global scale? All three of these things are important to positioning your brand properly for future success and long-term generational growth. So the fortunate thing is, as we look out there are some brands you can emulate and ones that have successfully achieved this strategy consistently over periods of time, which sometimes last decades, sometimes last years, or sometimes just a one-hit wonder. But each of these are a strategy that are all built around positioning yourself for success and being authentic in doing so. Traditionally, when you see a brand that breaks down over time, it's not relative to the product itself, but more often than not, what you'll see is a breakdown in culture and messaging. With the conversion that we've seen over the last couple decades from social media to previously not having any communication outside the four walls of your corporate headquarters, it brings on additional challenges that companies have to face, and they need to make sure that they're consistent with their messaging and with their product development and how they go about defining their point of difference in the marketplace. So many times what you'll find is brands, in addition to making great premium product at a premium price point with huge brand equity, have defined themselves both on product as well as the culture through the lifestyle, both inspirational and aspirational. You'll find brands such as Nike, where when they market, what you'll find is the product is a component of how they position their brand, but more importantly, they're aspirationally wanting someone to join their culture, their lifestyle, to be part of the Nike brand long term. So what you'll find is they're selling a lifestyle as much as they are a product. So when you look at your positioning, make sure that whatever you do on the product point of difference, that you're also looking at how you're going to position it with your culture and with those influencers in the marketplace that are going to take you to the next level. You can't be an imitator if you're going to innovate. So always keep in mind that when you innovate, you are finding a way to break away from your competition through products that are second to none. These products have to be consistently great. Consistently great from the standpoint of people understand your point of difference versus any other competitor. The challenge sometimes brands have in order to innovate over a long period of time is when they look at the competition and the competition also innovates. This is the reason you're a premium brand and you have a strategy in place that allows you to build a pipeline of innovation. The pipeline of innovation is what sets you apart from the competition. Ensuring that you have product readily available in the pipeline for the right people at the right time. Anticipating what your customer wants to see in the marketplace is a key to success, and why so few brands have done it successfully. Having this strategy in place is a key component to ensuring that your point of difference exists in the marketplace, the consumer understands it and appreciates it, and as a result, builds your brand equity long term. Imitators are the ones that wait for great visionary brands to come up with ideas that are commercially viable, so they can find a way to build an alternative and to sell it at a lower price point. This is not a strategy for long-term success for a brand hoping to be premium. It's a strategy for failure. You need to feel comfortable that what you have in place will allow you to maintain your leadership position in the industry or product category that you play in. By not having a strategy is planning for failure, and making sure that you have a strategy is ensuring that all those who look to your brand for leadership know what to expect next, and aren't surprised when you maintain that leadership position with the new product that comes to the market. Imitators are ones that follow the innovators. Innovators cannot be frustrated by them. You are positioned differently, and you need to maintain your leadership position, and as a result, a culture of those wanting to belong to it and with it long-term, with loyalty that provides, again, brand equity for those that are able to achieve that positioning. That positioning is very difficult for those brands that are looking to maintain a leadership position and don't have a strategy in place to ensure that their product is executed properly. There's another reason for these brands that are premium to consistently build great products for the marketplace, and ones, more often than not, that the consumer doesn't expect. This anticipation of great products is an area where brands who have a plan in place and authentic from the top down in a culture of risk-taking consistently and continually progress in their market share growth on a global scale, building loyalty with consumers that have an expectation of not only the product being the best, but also that the culture is consistent with their messaging. This messaging can be translated as selling lifestyle as a product and being loyal to those who follow you and engaging with these customers aspirationally, inspirationally, both pre-purchase and probably most importantly, post-purchase. You want to make sure that you're not leaving that consumer after they purchase. Many brands have failed as a result of at the end of the purchase funnel, forgetting that consumer and moving on to the next purchase cycle. In this age of digital marketing, social media engagement, you need to make sure that you're engaging with your consumer post-purchase. This is what builds loyalty, and as a result, personalization with that consumer and building a relationship with them, which provides value. Now, this is another area that goes beyond product that premium brands understand, is that having this engagement, this relationship, this personalization with your consumer post-purchase is now part of what they call this loyalty curve. Prior to social media, prior to interactive digital media engagement with these consumers, this was almost impossible for us to measure from a marketing perspective. But for those brands that are premium, those brands that have equity are ones that engage not only pre-purchase, but more importantly, post-purchase, and understand what provides value to the consumer. This value can be reflected beyond product. For instance, if you're selling a running shoe, why not provide information on proper running techniques or the proper shoe construction, insoles? These are things that go beyond the product you're selling, but provide value to your consumer and ones where they will come back to you to get additional information in regards to products that's most suitable to the activity that they're engaging in. So finding a way to proactively engage with your consumers post-purchase is part of what we call this loyalty curve that very few brands have effectively implemented. But those that do will be richly rewarded by the consumers when they continue to purchase their products, not only on their main category, but what you'll find is in a brand affinity extends to other product categories. For instance, if they're going to buy Adidas shoes, they're probably going to be buying your apparel. Apparel then translates to travel gear, other product categories, wherever you can find a loyalty and a connection with a brand that's premium, sells a lifestyle, and personalizes the experience, the more successful you're going to be. So as the end of the day, when you have loyalty, By design, this builds brand equity and, as a result, increased revenue and market share growth on a global scale. This is the overriding objective of almost every brand that I've been with in finding a strategy around how do you position yourself successfully in the marketplace. There should be an overriding question as well as how do you consistently do it and be authentic at the same time. This is a challenge that many brands are unable to achieve successfully, but those that do find success for generations. And it's always a curious question that I have when I'm talking about brands or working with brands is, how do they get to be generational successes? And what I find more often than not is that they become a success because they're consistent in what they do, but also authentic in what they do. Consumers are very smart. They know when a brand is authentic. They know when a brand is loyal. They know when a brand is consistent in their messaging. So be consistent in whatever you do. Ensure that when you engage with your customer, you not only engage to get them to purchase, you get them to engage after they purchase your brand or your product. This type of loyalty is one that is premium and provides value to them. Provide value beyond product. Not many brands think that way. They just think about how I get this one purchase, drive internal revenue on a short-term basis versus finding a long-term strategy for success with the customers you have versus a new customer. It's always harder to get new customers than it is to get a customer you've already engaged with that has had an experience with your brand. So why not continue that relationship and position your brand properly to make sure that that customer you not only build loyalty with, but you build a long-term relationship with, and one where they find value and one where they talk about it to others. With social media being a core communication mechanism for your consumers outside of the brand, ensuring that you have a cohesive strategy as to how to engage, message, and ensure that they understand what your brand stands for in the culture that you provide and lifestyle related to the product that you have commercialized in the marketplace consistently, cohesively, and authentically. Brands that last for generations, that are visionary, understand how important it is to be authentically positioned both with your product and your culture. Ensure in whatever you do that you have a plan in place, a process for making great products consistently year after year. And your customer is anticipating your next move and your next great product. Finding a way to message, stay loyal, and provide value beyond product will allow you to continue for generations having a loyal base of customers and driving revenue and global market share growth. Thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles, a weekly business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions.